This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:37 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And now for today on Twitter, we are talking about the amount of information we reveal in our CVs and whether it's really to our advantage. So this is coming from a tweet by Melati Nungsari, who said, "It's quite strange to me to have CVs in Malaysia with photographs on them. What is the rationale for this? In many other countries, this would be seen as another way to discriminate against applicants." Melati goes on to say the same thing goes for our current salary. From the point of view of the applicant, why reveal private information about yourself that could potentially be used against you and so early on? You're already revealing quite a bit by giving them your full name and maybe even where you were educated. If they want to know more about you, they should feel free to bring you in for an interview. The labour market is so bizarre here for a variety of reasons, but to be fair, a lot of it is induced by bad practices that funnel power to the wrong party in this process. And I think this brings up an interesting point, but in general, right? It's always interesting when we have a moment like this that questions what I think in many other settings is considered regular practice, because it is true that it's not uncommon for people to just straight up, even if it's unrequested, include a photo in their CV and also to take it for granted that this is something that's just part and parcel of the application process. I think it's even something that agencies or headhunters might advise you to do. So there's a lot here that's really taken for granted. And this tweet led a lot of other people to share their thoughts on the issue. And the stories really run a gamut. So Nash starts us off saying, "Especially if you're a fresh grad without a list of experiences to show off, a picture increases your chance at an interview call. My previous sales manager would always ask, pretty or not, which kind of says it all and goes back to that point about discrimination as well." Giridang says, "If one is applying for a modeling job, then it makes sense. No, yes. If one is applying for an engineering post, do they need to be pretty or handsome? Some recruiters are ridiculous." Meanwhile, Sanin says, "In Malaysia, where colorism is rife, and no, I do not mean between different shades of fair, but between dark and fair, this photo in CV practice is an outrage." Amar is bringing up a tangential point, saying, "I would rather see their body of work than a picture. A lot of dead space and fancy colours now because someone must have suggested making the page attractive instead of focusing on the content." I actually really like that point because we are also seeing, you know, a lot of more designy kind of CVs, including exactly this, a lot of dead space, a lot of fancy colours and fonts, but not necessarily the kind of information you need. Jai says, "Once I went for an interview at a vocational college and one of the boards said, we don't accept bald appearance because it is associated with, and I quote, gang something. My confidence just dropped. My anxiety hit me hard. I have skin conditions. So yeah, now I'm afraid to do any job interview." And I think that that's really unfortunate. And hopefully, Jai, I mean, there have been other companies that have kind of helped to get your confidence back, because I don't think that this is something that's widely held, or at least I hope not. Nadira says, "Apparently HR thinks it's more appealing. That's what I've been told when I send my CV to my HR for review. Some of they asked for a brighter color template." And then we have a couple of more, I suppose, more central points. So one says, "Just to share from a different point of view, there is fraud, you know, where a person who comes for an interview isn't the same person that reports for the job. This is even worse during COVID for MNCs when interviews were done by HR from other regions for roles in other countries. So photos could help to verify, I think." Aizat meanwhile says, "Hiring processes in other countries have adopted this too. It's not just Malaysia. The rationale is the same as promoting your professional services on the web, like doctors and lawyers, and attaching your photo with your credentials. It humanizes your work and academic achievements and experience." And I think both those points are very fair, and especially in terms of humanizing you, you know, helping. I guess the question here is whether there is a fine line between putting a human face on somebody and putting a photo that could then lead to things like discrimination. And I do think that the line is very thin. Going back to the original tweet as well from Melati, who pointed out that there's actually a lot of information already provided about you, including your full name, including where you went to school, things like that. It does open up the question about what it is that we put on CVs that we take for granted as should be there. I've always indicated my full education experience as well as all my jobs, or at least the jobs that were relevant. I've never put down salary and photo though, and this now has me questioning what exactly we need to put down to give people a sense of who we are or why we might be right for the job, and how much of that heavy lifting also should actually be done by the cover letter. So yeah, lots of questions. I don't have all the answers. Would like to hear from you. Do you put your photo and current salary on your CV? If you're hiring, do you look for this sort of information? Does it have value? Let us know. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:47. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. On today on Twitter, we were talking about essentially how much information we actually reveal in our CVs and whether it's to our advantage. This came after a tweet questioned why we put photographs, why we reveal current salaries, when this is actually pretty private information and could potentially be used against you. The tweets also speak of stories of discrimination, things like that. So, to be fair, stories of discrimination, things like that, but also the value potentially of putting photos, whether it's just to humanize you, whether it's because on a purely statistical standpoint, you get more calls back. We'd like to hear from you. So do you put your photo and current salary on your CV? If you're hiring, do you look for this sort of information? Again, those numbers, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the subject of CVs, we have Jimny who says, photo is a yes for fresh grads entering the job market, but optional for others. I never put my salary in my CV. Like a poker game, we don't show our cards until the end. FYI, my CV is getting shorter and shorter with my years of working. In the end, it is your experience that counts. Those are good points. Although I wonder why we take it as a given for fresh grads, whether it's just, as one of the tweets suggested earlier, a credibility thing when you don't have a lot of experience or you don't have a lot of referees or references to speak for you, the photo has to do some heavy lifting. I will say I never look for the photo in the process of hiring, but that's here, that's me. I think different companies will absolutely do it differently. The CV getting shorter and shorter, I think that's a key one, especially because you start staying longer. And I guess you just refine what it is that you actually put in the CV itself. Now, offering another perspective, we have Idayu on the line with us. Idayu, good evening. What are your thoughts?
No, hi.
Hi.
I was thinking about the one that you talk about right now, right, about CV.
Mm-hmm.
I have graduated for 2 years now, and when I entered the job market, when I put on my photo in my CV, I actually got more calls than the CV that I don't put my photo in.
Right.
That got me thinking, like, until I saw Melati's tweet the other day, just now.
So how did you actually feel about putting your photo? I mean, were you okay with it? Did it make you uncomfortable?
I was always taught, but in my ethics class back then, in my college, that we should always put our photo in. I'm not quite comfortable with it because I know they wouldn't really value, how do I say it? They don't really value our experience. But first of all, they would always look at our photos first, right? So the tweet actually got me thinking that we shouldn't put our photo in, as well as our salary, as well as our expected salary as well.
Idayu, thank you so much for calling and for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, I think that this goes back, I suppose, to the point that we started with, which is that premise of, you know, whether just because it's always been done, whether it's something we should keep doing, which is always good, I think, to recalibrate and rethink. Jonathan says, in the UK, we keep it simple. No more than 2 pages, no photo, no confidential information, no salary, no address. You never know where your CV will end up or who will have access to your information, especially if you post it on an online jobs notice board like monster.com. Jonathan, again, I think, you know, having this conversation has made me realize how much information we all put on it, or in some instances what we're taught to put on it, because I have absolutely always had my address. But you're right. I mean, putting our address, our phone number, our email, all sorts of things, and not exactly knowing how many people are going to be viewing it. Yeah, I think there's something about the job market and the desire to get hired that makes us reconsider what we're comfortable putting out, which again is maybe not the best thing overall. So tell us, do you put your photo and current salary on your CV? If you're hiring, do you look for this sort of information? This is coming after a tweet has, I don't know if I could say gone viral, but it's definitely trending, that questions the rationale for this. Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Jimny says, about the fresh grads, usually they actively attend job hunting fairs. So perhaps to make it more striking or appealing among thousands of applicants, maybe a nice professional photo would help. And I do see that. I see the value in it. I understand it. I think that where I'm uncomfortable with it is where it crosses the line into discrimination, or where then appearances give you a leg up that perhaps isn't then borne out by the rest of your CV. I don't know. I really don't have the answers. And this is such a common practice that it's difficult to contend with. But yeah, that's a good point. We also have Aaron, who says, having a picture in a CV is useful for an engineering company. Often you need to work under machines, climb up ladders, so you need to be able to assess the suitability for such jobs. So that's an interesting one, because how do you actually assess that from a headshot? You know, because most of the time, I think the photos don't necessarily show somebody's physicality. Instead, it's more to do with just, as Jimny said, a professional photo, by and large, of your face and head. So I don't know whether that will necessarily give you a sense of what a person's suitability might be. But keep those thoughts coming. We are asking you whether you put your photo and your current salary on your CV. And if you're hiring, do you look for this sort of information? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.